Sweetwater, Florida is a small town with a population of less than 14,000 and is in the news for all the wrong reasons after prosecutors arrested two Sweetwater police officers amid charges that they beat and waterboarded suspects to gain false confessions. Officers beat a suspected thief for hours inside the local police station and masked the sound of the beating by blaring reggaeton music, all while taking trophy photos, according to a story that appeared in the Miami Herald. Then there was a time a crime suspect was allegedly pummeled and waterboarded, forced to swallow water in a dark room until he falsely confessed to a burglary, said the newspaper report. Sergeant Rennie Armando Garcia, 46, and Sweetwater Police Detective William Garcia, 42, were charged with a conspiracy to defraud, racketeering, and conspiracy. Detective William Garcia is already in prison on unrelated identity theft and fraud charges. This news follows reports of two Seattle police officers who shot and killed Charlena Lyles, a pregnant mother of four who had summoned police to report a burglary at her apartment. Despite several cases of police brutality this week, Donald Trump has said police are being falsely portrayed and unfairly attacked by activists like Colin Kaepernick, who this week, commenting on the jury acquittal of the cop who killed Philando Castile, tweeted out a photo of a slave catcher's bag and call for the system to be dismantled. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. For more commentary, visit BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.